You're listening to The Mighty Gwynn on SB Nation Radio. Sitting in for Dylan Gwynn, here's Will Pelagic.
31 minutes after the hour, SB Nation Radio, SBNationRadio.com. It's a pleasure to welcome in on the Progressive Insurance Liberty guest line, former NFL running back, former Ohio State running back, Eddie George. He's joining us courtesy of the folks at Russell Athletic and a fantastic program that's dedicated to seniors in collegiate football. Eddie, Will Pelagic here with you. Hope your holidays were good, and Happy New Year to you.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Not too bad. So I want to go kind of around college football to start before I let you talk about the senior program. But the Russell Athletic Bowl today in Miami, or in Orlando, rather, with Miami in West Virginia. I'm sure you're very much looking forward to that here upcoming today because it brings together a great team out of the Big 12 that was contending for potential college football playoff in West Virginia and a good up-and-coming Miami Hurricane team that has a quarterback that projects well at the next level.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, both these teams are very intriguing. Like you mentioned, West Virginia, finished the year off 10-2, really was one of the surprise teams coming into the season. They ended the year off really well. And, they made a case for why they could have been one of the top teams in the country had they not lost to Oklahoma. But certainly a great story coming from Dana Holgerson and that side. And certainly Miami. You look at their makeup. With Brad Kaya, lighting it up across the field as the top source in quarterback position. But really, Miami and the ACC is becoming the topic because it was showing that we're seeing so far early in the bowl season, the ACC is 3-0 right now. And Miami, was one of the top teams. They kind of struggled in their conference this year, really couldn't find ways to win those games they needed to. But we're finding out that the ACC is a pretty strong conference this year.
I know that this is something that has been talked about a lot. I don't know what you necessarily have said on the topic, but what are your thoughts on the moves made by many players across college football to skip their bowl game in favor of preparation for the National Football League draft?
Well, immediately, I'm disappointed as a fan, as a former player, that guys are choosing to sit out their bowl games because there's nothing like, playing a bowl game with your teammates, with your coaches that one final time. It really lasts forever. But I also understand their position where they're coming from because, number one, both backs, talking about Ed McCaffrey and Fournette,
yes,
banged up throughout the year. And number two, running backs, they don't have longevity. So they've got to take it while they can, and they can't afford to get further damage to their body going into the NFL draft and all of the workouts going beforehand. So I get it from that business perspective that they want to preserve their body, put on the best show that they can to get drafted higher. And I just hope that it's not going to be an ongoing, recurring theme. We're going to see your top senior or junior prospects sitting out because it's going to begin to dilute the game. So, therefore, I kind of stand in between the middle because I understand it from the kid's perspective, and I certainly understand it from a fan and a former player's perspective and the mindset that you should have when approaching these type of ball games.
Eddie George joining us, college football analyst for Fox Sports, also joining us courtesy of the folks at Russell Athletic. College football playoff this weekend, the Fiesta Bowl, obviously, with your alma mater, Ohio State and Clemson. Clemson's a team that I have not believed in from the outset. I think they played with fire all year, and I think they're fortunate to be in the spot that they are. How do you feel about your alma mater's chances against the Tigers this weekend?
It's an intriguing matchup for sure. I think it's probably the best matchup of the four teams in terms of it being close matchups. I think that Ohio State certainly has the defense to contend with Clemson. Ohio State's offense is not going to evolve. It doesn't go beyond JT Barrett running the football and Curtis Samuel running it. I don't see Ohio State beating Clemson. And if Deshaun Watson takes care of the football in terms of protecting it, not turning the ball over, it's going to be hard pressed for Ohio State to win. But I will say, given Ohio State and Urban Meyer time to prepare for a game like this, he is magnificent in the situation. it's going to be a close game. And I think whoever has the ball last will wind up winning that ball game.
How do you beat Alabama? other than diverting the bus to the game.
Right. You know what? When looking at the team, I think they're beatable. When I look at them, I think that they have an opportunity to show weaknesses, especially against the run. Florida was able to move the football against them extremely well during the SEC championship game, but they turned the ball over. So if you don't turn the ball over, you don't give up big plays on special teams, you have a great chance or an opportunity to keep it close with Alabama. But they're just so good. I mean, Jalen Hurts is a fantastic. The play calls all year long, putting this young man in position to make plays has been fantastic. The defense is outstanding. It scores multiple ways. But that just gives you a chance. You know, you can't turn the football over, and you've got to be able to score tit for tat with Alabama.
Eddie George joining us here, courtesy of the folks at Russell Athletic and a fantastic brand new program called Dear Seniors. What are you doing with that program, Eddie?
Yeah, I like the team on the Saturday Sport campaign that I worked with Russell Athletic on this past year. The Dear Seniors campaign that needs to record with me. You know, throughout my career, I can recall and use the lessons I learned from my coaches and teammates and my experiences while playing the game. And I believe that the foundation of a team are bonds with the coaches and teammates. And that's where I learned to commit myself to those strong relationships. And it's, you know, it's still those lessons that benefit me today that I learned in my high school playing days, my college playing days, my professional days, of how to approach different adverse situations in my life at this point in time. So, you know, it's really great. I had an opportunity to write a letter to my former coaches, my high school coach and John Cooperlein, my college coach, and, you know, what they meant for me at that particular time in my life. So it's a really great campaign, and I'm so proud to be a part of it.
Well, I know about your high school, but I also know about the fact that you did also play prep school at Fork Union, where I'm actually, you know, we used to scrimmage Fork Union back when I was in high school in Virginia. So I know what that certainly means. Yeah, absolutely. And we never won, by the way. So there you go. That tells you how good we were. But it's a real, real great
Fork
program.
Union is big time, yeah. It really is. And Mickey Sullivan, who was my head coach, who's now retired, was a big problem thing to me coming in at the particular time of my life. You know, he challenged me to be a man especially on the field, but certainly off the field, in the barracks, in the community, among my teammates, to be a shining example, especially, you know, when I'm alone and by myself. What am I doing to hold myself accountable in those times when people aren't looking? Am I going to do the right thing? So he's always challenged me in that regard. So, you know, that's why this campaign is very near and dear to me. It's really struck a chord with me.
Eddie George joining us here. You can find out more about it at RussellAthletic.com. In our last 30 seconds, I have to ask you, we've talked about this before, are you going back to Broadway this offseason?
You know, I have some shows coming up with Chicago off Broadway on the road. So I'll be in Iowa, Ohio, parts of Tennessee, you know, doing the road show there. And I'm also doing a production of A Raisin in the Sun with Nashville Repertory Theater. So I'm doing some acting, but not on Broadway. So hopefully I have a chance to be back to Great White Wave.
Well, I remember being very, very enthralled by that when I found that out with you last time we spoke. Again, hope all is well with you and your family. Good luck with the theater stuff as well with this program with Russell Athletic. Thanks so much for the time, and again, happy holidays, happy new year to you.
Happy holidays to you too, my man.
It's Eddie George joining us here on SB Nation Radio, and you can also find out more on that on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just search Russell Athletic, and also this interview courtesy of Progressive Insurance, comparing rates to help you save. Now that's Progressive. I guess we can call ourselves friends now since we've done this a couple of times, C&I. When we come back, I'm going to prove to you why we as an American society are obsessed with things that fail. Because a particular entity is getting a lot more attention with its failure than it ever did when it was currently in use. And I'll talk about that next, SB Nation Radio.